Chicken has never been more popular in the United States, but it's been a rough year for some chicken farmers. Tyson Foods, the nation's largest chicken producer, has been closing processing plants, sometimes putting chicken farmers out of business. And as Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, some farmers sued, alleging that Tyson sacrificed their farms to raise the price of chicken.
Imagine a picture-perfect farm. Big red barn down a windy road, green fields hemmed in by forested hills, glistening with fresh rain. That's where Kylie and Sean Hinkle actually live, for now.
Pretty much all ours, I guess. That is for the time being, anyway. It is for the time being.
Hinkle's been raising cattle here, deep in the southeastern Missouri Ozarks, most of his life. He works alongside his father, 79-year-old Ken Hinkle, who built this farm with long hours tending livestock and a deputy sheriff's salary.
My whole life is right here. It's not just, hey, this is life. You know, this is blood running through this vein.
But this farm is in trouble. A decade ago, Hinkle signed a contract with Tyson Foods to produce fertile eggs. Not the kind you eat, the kind hatched into new chickens to keep the industry going. That meant Hinkle had to borrow more than $2.5 million to build four red chicken houses, each stretching 500 feet, lined up precisely on an old cow pasture. For years, they hummed with tens of thousands of roosters and hens, producing millions of eggs for Tyson's hatchery in Dexter, Missouri. But last year, Tyson abruptly shut down its Dexter complex. Now the chicken houses are empty, and Hinkle is buried in debt.
The single worst decision that I ever made was building these chicken houses, because it's put everything behind me and everything in front of me in jeopardy, and that's a weight that'll crush any man.
Like other chicken farmers, Hinkle was vulnerable because Tyson owned the chickens on his farm. It supplied the feed. Tyson even owned the eggs he produced. It just paid him to keep the operation running to its exacting specifications.
These farmers essentially become sharecroppers on their own land.
Brandon Bulware is Hinkle's lawyer.
Tyson controls every aspect of the grow process. And there's only one company that's going to pay him for the chickens, and that's Tyson.
That was especially true in southeast Missouri, where Tyson was the only chicken company around. Bulware alleges that Tyson closed the plant and sold it to a company that doesn't process chicken meat to reduce supply and boost chicken prices. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley and Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey are floating the same allegation. But Tyson says the Dexter plant just wasn't profitable. It was too old and inefficient. It wasn't worth the money required to bring it up to modern standards. And that makes sense to Jada Thompson.
This is a matter of competition in a marketplace.
Thompson's an agribusiness economist at the University of Arkansas. And she says the chicken industry is changing fast and that older plants, like the one Tyson was running in Dexter, haven't kept up.
We have a pretty young industry. So you have processing plants that were open, you know, you think in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and now we're kind of potentially getting to the useful life of those. And the idea is, do I keep this plant and do I renovate it, or do I go build another one?
Go build another one can be a pretty attractive option. That's because it takes a lot fewer employees to run a new heavily automated processing plant. Building a new plant can generate hefty tax breaks. And Tyson points out that it sold the plant in Dexter to an egg processor. Calmaine doesn't produce chicken meat, but it does sell table eggs. So farmers like Hinkle could, in theory, go to work for them. Ken Hinkle says retrofitting the farm to produce table eggs would drive him deeper into debt. He wants Tyson to undo the damage.
No, hey, what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong. My family, we have all always been fighters. I mean, I'm like in this situation here. We may or may not win, but by the same token, we're going to fight.
Hinkle hopes his high-stakes fight will restore the family's finances to a time before chicken farming. His lawsuit could change the way chicken companies do business. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.